Welcome to Heroes Talk Radio,
powered by Freedom Financial Network.
Listen and learn how the triple crown of risk-free investing can help you grow your assets and never lose a penny due to market risk and volatility. This time every week, Heroes Talk Radio provides you stimulating solutions to your retirement, proving that you can have it all: safety, liquidity, and a great rate of return. Now, providing you and thousands across America with sound advice, your tax-free retirement guru, David Ahrens, and Freedom Financial Angel, Lorette Ellsworth.
Hello, and welcome once again to Heroes Talk Radio, the Freedom Financial Network, where you'll learn the secrets to risk-free investing and creating a tax-free retirement. From our nation's capital, I'm Lorette Ellsworth Ahrens.
And I'm Dave Ahrens. Along with us today is Paul Seal and his financial strategist. We've witnessed the opportunities that people sometimes miss out on to safely maximize their assets. You know, those windows of opportunity that can open and then they close. And so many times because we fall victim to bad advice. Sometimes from those that we actually trust the very most. That's why we say it's often what you think you know that isn't so that can sabotage your future. So, welcome to Heroes Talk Radio, where we educate and empower you to preserve, protect, and to perpetuate all of your assets. We help you to establish a solid financial foundation, and we help you stay on track. So check out our website at WeBuildYourWealth.com.
And throughout the program, we're going to be discussing a little bit about what's going on in the world and what those current events might mean to you and to us. Also, we'll give you our opinion about what we think you ought to be doing right now to achieve that life of safe, abundant prosperity. So listen closely. By the end of the program, you'll have a better understanding about the financial options that exist for you to keep your future bright. How's all that?
Right. Yeah, I like that.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you know, Americans have been relying on private savings plans and tax advantage retirement accounts for generations. I mean, you know, we benefited from greater access to guaranteed pensions, and that means stakes are incredibly high right now when it comes to educating the public about the risks associated with retirement income planning. But by following bad advice, how about that? Bad advice about the levels of spending of what is safe or what investment returns that we should expect during life after work, well, we can really see, you know, set ourselves back a lifetime of diligent savings, and we can see that evaporate really, really quickly. So that's why, you know, it's so disappointing and frustrating to see popular media figures. Now, see if these names ring a bell, Lorette. How about Dave Ramsey?
Okay.
Or maybe Susie Orman?
Okay.
Now, I know they're popular, okay? And, you know, a lot of people follow their advice.
Well, they can have some good advice for personal finance.
They can, okay? Mm-hmm. But sometimes, oh, I heard Paul.
I hear a growl.
I've listened to them, and they're entertaining. I had no question about that. But sometimes I think they can misconstrue some of the most important income planning concepts, especially the apparent tendency to focus on arithmetic rather than the geometric return assumptions when they discuss their retirement planning discussions that they have. Now, we're going to talk about that today. I mean, for me.
Are you okay, talking about arithmetic versus compound?
Exactly.
Oh, okay.
Now, for me, when I listen to Dave Ramsey, now this is just my opinion.
All right.
Okay. And you
only
know,
one, David you know, Aaron's opinions, opinion.
You know how opinions are, right? But I think Dave Ramsey has been giving bad retirement spending advice for, I don't know, a decade?
Probably longer?
That's my opinion.
Oh, okay. So, okay.
Now, I'm just going to point to one small thing.
Okay. One example.
And this is in a recent podcast that I listened to. Okay. So, Ramsey was recommending an 8% starting withdrawal rate from a portfolio.
Wow.
And he dismissed what researchers touted as a conservative guideline. Okay, you know, the conservative guidelines are
is
like
a 3 or 4%.
Yeah, sure. He kind of poo-pooed them as super nerds or goobers, he called them. Goobers,
okay,
who live in their mother's basement with a calculator.
That's what he said. All right. Paul, did you listen to that one at all?
I do not live in my mother's basement.
You don't live in your mother's basement.
Not. She doesn't even have a basement.
She lives with you sometimes in your basement. No,
I'd like to live in your basement, Paul.
Exactly.
I've been to your basement.
Yeah. Right. No,
that's a nice basement.
You know.
All right. You know, I mean, you
let him talk.
He's
okay.
Yeah. What most people don't realize, and again, I'm 99.9% sure that, but I don't believe that either one of those is security licensed. Dave or Susie, which lets them get on the radio or the TV and spout these things without the right hand of the SEC coming down and smacking them into Never Never Land. I could not get on the radio and say that the stuff that they say.
Yeah.
They would take my license in a heartbeat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, okay, when they could say 8% withdrawal rate, okay? And they're talking about, and this is not a protected rate, okay? So it's an 8%. It's not like it's on an annuity, all right? It's an 8% withdrawal rate from a portfolio that is not a guaranteed portfolio. So they're talking about stocks and bonds and mutual funds. And this is a portfolio that has its ups and downs. It does not have guarantees in it. And he's talking about, you know, doing that. The idea is that if you're making, here's his thought process. If you're making 12% returns annually, and if inflation for the last 80 years was 4% on the average, that leaves you 8% to spend from your portfolio every year without risk depleting the balance. That's his thought process. Now, that's the idea that you're making 12% every single year, year after year after year after year. And then if the 4% was the rate of inflation every single year without hesitation, I mean, this is the,
then
how it's based on.
Maintain your balance, yeah.
Well, right?
So think about it, folks. I mean, what, within the last year, 18 months, we were at 9% inflation, right? Mm-hmm. So that kind of kills that theory. And I can tell you, I sit down with people every day that aren't averaging 12% in their portfolio.
Mm-hmm. Well, and are they
with
getting
the market as good as it's been?
And are you going to get 12%, even if you get 12% one year, are you going to get 12% every single year, year after year after year after year? That's what his theory is based on.
Right. And also, if you take that money out, let's say you take that 8% out that year and the market goes down. Now you've got to get about 20% to catch up with what you lost with the 12% return that you were expecting to get, because you have less money in your portfolio, so it's got to work even harder just to get back to where it was and keep you moving forward at that 12%. When you actually do the math, and I mean, you know, people have debunked it, and it just doesn't work.
Exactly.
Okay, so I think that it's important for me to get the phone number out here, because we talk about accumulation accounts, income accounts, legacy planning, all of this based on a safe investment chassis, meaning that you can't lose when the market's down. And that's what I think is part of it. That
and you
missing.
Can't have a withdrawal rate that's 6, 7, 8% some cases as much as 7 or possibly even 8%.
Exactly.
Per year.
And you can't, exactly.
In a guaranteed account.
And you can guarantee, and then, right. And then it will last for the rest of your life. So we want to be able to get a real illustration into your hands, not this smoke and mirror stuff. The number to call is 866-544-7755.
To get your free Raft Strategy Savings Plan, call or text in your name, email, and zip code to 866-544-7755. Just call or text and provide your name, email, and zip code to 866-544-7755.
Hey, honestly, Dave,
it's not nice what we're doing.
Yeah, as I'm hearing you talk, though, I'm feeling stressed out. I'm like, how in the world can he say that to people?
It's not. We don't normally do this. Right. I don't normally say bad things about. But you know, it's to me, it's not really being a fiduciary when you talk about things like this. We're based on numbers that you really can't back up.
Yeah,
right?
I mean, and to his defense, David Ramsey, I think he encourages people to get out of debt, which is great. I don't agree with the idea of like necessarily paying off your house if you got a really low mortgage. You know, if you got a 2 or 3% mortgage, then hey, I can make more than 2 or 3% in my investment. So why would I pay off that mortgage? But yes, to get yourself on track in terms of getting out of debt, he's very good at things like that. But as far as this kind of advice,
well,
that's nonsense.
Unfortunately, the math is wrong. Okay,
yes.
The problem is that I don't think Ramsey really grasps
the differences between geometric returns, what a person actually earns on an investment,
right,
and the arithmetic, the simple average return as seen over time. And that's really, in real life, you got market volatility, you got spending from a portfolio, reducing the growth rate of assets compared to just a simple calculation of the historical rate of return. People have to pay investment fees. They also, he really doesn't appreciate how a 100% stock portfolio increases the sequence of return risk. And that sequence of return risk, I know, Paul, you know, you're an expert. You have your licenses on this and so forth and so on. And you understand sequence of return. So why don't you just kind of go talk to us about that and how that can affect, a portfolio like that?
Well, a lot of folks still think that if the market goes down 50% and comes back up 50%, they're in the same spot. If you go down 50%, you need 100% return just to get back to where you were. So, you know, you can run calculations that if you take a bigger hit earlier in your portfolio where you have $1 million and the market goes down 30%, you lost 300,000. If you have been in retirement for 20, 25 years and your portfolio is smaller because you've lived off of most of it, and you only got $200,000 in your portfolio and you take a 30% hit, it's just much smaller money coming out of your account.
Exactly.
So, you know, if you there's a lot of charts out there where you can show people getting the exact same returns over a 20-year period. If if the losses were at the end versus the beginning and you flip those, most people will run out of money faster. Just look at, go onto YouTube and look at 60 Minutes interviewing people in 2008 that are saying, I can't retire now. Mm-hmm. My portfolio went poof. Mm-hmm. Proves that you just can't. It's not just, hey, A plus B equals C.
Well, we did the math on this, and if you had a stock portfolio back in the 2000s, and you actually followed this 8% rule based on the S&P 500 and what it did from that point going forward, you would have run out of money. If you took that 8%, you would have run out of money in 13 years.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it just doesn't work based on the real world, okay? Out in the wild, it wouldn't have worked. So, I mean, that's why when you look at our personal pension plans with guaranteed income for life, and you could have had a withdrawal rate of, say, 6% and never run out of money and be guaranteed for an increasing income for as long as you live, and if you predecease your spouse, as long as your spouse lives as well, okay, based on the personal pension plans. And we talk about the 1210 IRA. We have a 1210 IRA where we have a 30% match and then 12% guaranteed for 10 years and then followed up by increasing income for you and for your spouse as long as you live and as long as your spouse lives as well. And we've been, talking about that account for the last 4 months here on Hero Stock Radio. And we have other personal pension plans as well on the same chassis. So, Loretta, I know you were talking about
accumulation accounts. Well, it's kind of interesting. If I look at an income account and I'm starting out with $200,000 and I, put it into this 1210 plan and now I'm going to wait 10, let's just say in this case, I'm starting out at age 60 and I want to start taking income at age 70. Well, the income coming out is $30,000. Well, that's 15% of whatever I put into that.
All right.
And that's for the rest of my
income.
Life.
Right.
And it can increase from there. But that's an income account, and I think it's important to have that in place, especially if, you don't have a pension, you're only trying to live off of Social Security, because who can do that? And so you definitely need an income account. Still there are these accounts out there that are accumulation only. And here's an example of an account that's kind of built on a 7-year chassis. When I say that is that it gives you 10% every single year. If you want to take out 10% every single year, you can. But at the end of the 7th year, you can take the whole shoot match out and go do something else with it. So I decided I'd do the math on this. Putting money in age 62. This is a gal that just called me this morning wanting an illustration. And fast forward to age 70 when she'd be able to take out the full amount out. It is $426,000 based on just $118,000 deposit. So it's grown threefold during that 8-year period of time.
So that's an accumulation account.
Right. And so So she's like, you know what? I'm going to start taking income at that time because I'm going to go ahead and work until I'm 70 years old.
So whether you want an income account, if you're looking for lifetime income, or if you're just looking for a parking place to put your money, it really depends on, you know, and in a lot of cases, we'll open up an accumulation account and an income account. So you sort of ladder those.
Of course.
As
and,
well.
And let me just kind of fast forward a little bit. By age 88, she, just because of RMDs here, has taken out $1 million, a little bit over $1 million, but there's still $2.6 million in the account. Now, this is based on $118,000 to begin with. Yes, I'm looking at a 25-year period of time of growth and distributions, but $1 million plus 2.6, that's over $3 million that, of course, she's been able to take out of this account based on the growth pattern that we're seeing and the participation rates within the indices.
I mean, that sequence of returns risk is at the heart of what makes income planning different and far more complex than accumulation as well. And so defined in its most basic terms, the sequence of returns risk refers to the fact that the order and the timing of poor investment returns can have a major impact on how long an individual's retirement savings lasts. And I have a clip here I want to play before we get the number out. We want to get the information in your hands. But before we do, just have a listen to this. It's clip number 7.
I mean, the thing is that as we grow up, we always want to make as much money as we can on all of our investments. And that's really called the accumulation phase of life. But as we get older, we have to start using that money and spending that money and living off of that money. And that's called the distribution phase. As we get older, we should have less risk. We still need some risk to achieve the higher rate of return that we need to make part of our money grow, but we need part of our money safe to make sure that it's there no matter what when we need it.
And again, that's all about laddering. So we suggest you put different, you know, your money in different buckets, whether you're looking for accumulation, income planning, and or legacy planning. Sometimes these can kind of layer over into those different buckets. So there's a lot of arrows in the quiver here that we have with these types of safe investment accounts. We want to get you information on them, get you illustrations. It's completely free of charge. And of course, the book, The RAFT Strategy, How to Build Your Tax-Free Nest Egg Without Risk and Other Safe Investment Secrets. You can get that all by giving us a call or texting us. The number to call or text is 1-866-544-7755.
To get your free RAFT Strategy Savings Plan, call or text in your name, email, and zip code to 866-544-7755. Just call or text and provide your name, email, and zip code to 866-544-7755.
Okay. You know, Laura, it's Valentine's Week.
Valentine's Week.
Yeah.
It's not just a day. It's a whole week.
It's a whole week.
Yeah.
How about the toilet paper company here that's offering members of the public the chance to have their old love letters from their exes turned into recycled bathroom tissue for Valentine's Day?
Do people have that many exes? I mean,
maybe. I mean, it's the Who Gives a Crap Recycled Toilet Paper Company. They launched in 2012. It announced its Flush Your Ex program.
Okay.
They'll turn your old love letters into privy paper.
So sad. I mean, love letters you should
You have
keep.
Saved all your love letters, didn't you, Laura?
I don't know where they are right now.
I do. I flush them.
He probably flushed them. He probably made them.
Yeah, but you could have, had I not, we could have mailed those leftover love letters into that were in your sock drawer and delivered them to the production faculty or facility.
Yeah. Okay.
And they would have transferred that BS into TP. Okay.
BS into TP.
Yeah.
Okay. So, but I think, I mean, those would have to be old letters because how many people write letters anymore?
I mean, I don't.
It's all like email.
But you do remember last Valentine's Day what I gave you, don't you?
Okay. Valentine's Day.
I wrapped it. It was long and narrow.
I
wrapped it up in red paper.
Okay. And it had 12 little things inside it.
Yes.
A dozen eggs. And he gave me for my Valentine's gift.
Isn't that sweet? Dozen eggs.
Do you remember the note?
And here's what it said.
Okay.
It said, "Roses are red, violets are blue, but eggs are so expensive, they're romantic now too."
That's when they were
$7 a dozen.
That's awesome.
It was, I guess it cost more than the box of candies that I didn't get.
That was, but that was so much better for you than candy.
Oh, isn't that nice of you? Thank you. This morning he wakes up and he says, okay, let's see how much we weigh. And I'm like, you're not putting me in that same category as we. You're not allowed.
We, I was thinking of like, you know, the crown. When
you talk about yourself, you're in a we.
Third party.
Yeah, in the third party. Yeah, I was like, talking about me.
Okay, see, yeah. He typically talks
we,
like.
But I said
I'm
it
like,
in we.
That's like the first time I've heard you refer to yourself as we. But
I know. I'm getting, as save. I get older, I do that.
Okay, yeah. But I said you're not allowed to like look over your wife's shoulder when she weighs herself. That's not a Valentine's Day thing to do.
I don't do that.
Okay.
So yeah. Anyway, right. Well, inflation's hot. The numbers came out. Yeah. Inflation's up again.
What's going on there?
You know what? And how about that Biden with on the Super Bowl? He passed on, you know, doing his. But what did he do? We all know he had the little commercial there where he blamed, what did he call it? I can't remember what
so,
he said.
Well, I mean, I thought that was a kind it of a cute little commercial.
Shrinkflation.
Shrinkflation.
Shrinkflation. How do they come up with these things, Paul? You're in Washington, D.C. There's some
group of lots of
shrink. So your potato chip snacks are getting smaller. They're putting less chips in.
Yeah.
And that's shrinkflation and greedflation.
Greedflation.
Yeah,
so
they
blame
don't raise
everybody
the price.
Else.
They give you less.
They give you less. And it's not because of his policies. It's because of corporate profiteering.
Climate change.
Big.
It has
bad
nothing to do with anything
climate,
that he's done. It's because of corporate profiteering and climate change.
Yeah,
that's what he said.
Way to pass the buck there.
Yeah.
But what I was saying is that instead of the Super Bowl 3-minute interview, which presidents normally do, he did a little TikTok advert.
Did he?
Which I thought was kind of cute. Oh, yeah. I mean, he said that they asked, you know, does he want 49ers
aren't they shutting down TikTok supposedly?
So
I don't understand.
Just a little bit incongruous.
This is a crazy world.
Just let China learn all of our secrets.
This is a crazy
that's
world.
Okay though.
Yeah.
He said something like 49ers or Chiefs, and he's like, oh, I'll go with the mama because she bakes cookies. I thought that was cute. So whoever wrote that was good for him, but that's about as intense as it gets. No foreign policy in that TikTok.
Oh boy. Okay. So there you go. Well, so the RAF strategy, we're going to talk about that a little bit, right? The RAF strategy.
The best way to create a tax-free planning. Now, when people call into the office and, you know, we sit with them, like it's literally a one-on-one situation. Like we're not talking about having a bunch of people on a webinar or something like that. If we're doing a webinar with you, then it's one-on-one. If we're meeting you in person, of course, it's, you know, probably across the kitchen table or at the office or something like that. But what is so important is that we develop something that's strategically planning just for you. So when I meet with somebody who has like a huge TSP, they've got $800,000 in it or something like that, and they have nothing else on the side, then their version of the RAF strategy probably looks like doing Roth conversions, okay, at that point. But there's a younger individual maybe that's in their 30, 40, 50 years old. The RAF strategy for them can create a tax-free plan that is unbeatable. And so this is why we're continually, educating people on the RAF strategy. You know, just as an example, if you're 51 years old and you're putting about $20,000 per year into the RAF strategy, over a 10-year period of time, you're depositing about $200,000 there. Well, guess what? You can take out a tax-free distributions for the rest of your life at age 66, about $25,000 tax-free for the rest of your life, and still have a $500,000 death benefit as well. And that's all tax-free as well. So when we're talking about how important it is to have all those legs to the retirement stool, you're talking about having a guaranteed income so that you can meet all of your everyday needs, having something that's from a legacy standpoint, something that's accumulation, and also tax-free. We have so many different applicable options for you. And so please stick with us. We're going to be right back with some more information.
We'll be right back.
You've been listening to Heroes Talk Radio,
powered by Freedom Financial Network.
Get your hands on the secrets revealed on today's show by calling 866-544-7755. That's 866-544-7755. Or go to WeBuildYourWealth.com. You're listening to Heroes Talk Radio,
powered by Freedom Financial Network.
Whether you're already retired or approaching retirement, it's never too late to take control of your financial security. Telephone lines are open for you right now. Call 866-544-7755. That's 866-544-7755. Here again, your tax-free retirement guru, David Ahrens, and Freedom Financial Angel, Lorette Ellsworth.
Welcome back to Heroes Talk Radio, the Freedom Financial Network of Strategic Wealth Coaches that are peppered throughout the country. We're here to share with you the Triple Crown solution for risk-free investing, guaranteed growth and tax-free distributions from your nation's capital. I'm Lorette Ahrens, and this is my husband, Dave, and we've got Paul Seal in studio at the great WMAO.
Absolutely.
All right.
Hey, Paul.
Well, you know, Paul, was it a surprise when the inflation numbers came out hot this week? Do you think it was, were you surprised?
I think they were a little hotter than most people thought, but no, things have been creeping back up. And remember, that's not the true number because they don't include food and fuel in there, which is what is costing most people the higher amounts.
Yeah, and I see I see fuel prices creeping back up again.
Yeah.
And it's coming up again, you know? And
that's greedflation, Dave.
That's scary, huh?
But that's greedflation.
That's
greedflation.
Greedflation.
Or shrinkflation.
Greedflation.
No. Shrinkflation. Yeah. Everything's flation. So the greenflation, what is that? Is that like when you have a car that you can't fill up with
for
gas?
For the first time ever,
okay,
we went somewhere and we saw a bunch of charging stations.
Wow.
And that Where was that?
That was like a
Miramar Mall.
Yeah.
For the first time ever.
We're in Florida.
20 of them.
So I don't know. Maybe.
But how many cars were there charging? Like three.
Three.
Have you seen the ones in California where there's a person, he's like, like 2 o'clock in the morning, and he's like, yeah, I'm waiting to charge my car, and there's literally 50 people in line in front of him,
goodness.
And it's at least an hour to charge your car.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, and they put a little blurb on, you know, like TikTok or YouTube or something, and just showing how hard it is to have one of those electric cars if you don't have a house where you have your own charging station at night.
Yeah, and you know, it's funny because we dance with this couple, and they're from Germany, right? And he says to me, he's looking at my Mercedes, and he goes, is that an electric car? And I was like, no. He's just like, what? I would never think about buying anything other than an electric car. And I'm like, really? And he's like, in Germany, that's all, you know, it's like, well,
that's
this
all
isn't
they have
Germany.
In Germany.
I mean, it's like, yeah, I get it, but I mean, it's just, you know, for me, it wouldn't be practical here because we don't have the charging stations.
Well, you just get that. Like, yeah. That you buy that along with the car, right? Yeah. Like if you get a Tesla, you get the charging station as well, right?
I mean,
yeah.
I don't know.
And then like our son has one where he charges it at night because the
He charges
because electricity is
but he
cheaper
has other
at night.
Cars too. I mean, he has the, you know, he has
right,
the
he
van,
has the
he
gas.
Has
yes.
But I don't know.
Yeah, well, you know, and a lot of countries have stopped subsidizing them now because the math just isn't adding up on them. They're great if you're running around town, but if you got to go anywhere, you're stuck.
Mm-hmm. But if I was commuting back and forth to work and I knew where I was going, like if I was going, okay, I'm going to go, you know, 150 miles a day or whatever, then I think it would make sense for me, you know? But that the way I do, no, I don't think so. I don't know. It's all right. But anyway, all right. Well, I got a clip. We're talking about inflation. Here's a clip. Clip number three.
Right. We're not going back to the 1970s, but it is indeed changing, which may mean that a lot of portfolio constructions may now be inappropriate for the next 1, 3, 5, 10 years.
Now he's talking about inflation. Okay. Mm. So it's changing the way that our portfolios should be structured. In a manner of speaking. So when you know, your securities license, Paul, how do you think that, you know, as you look at somebody's portfolio,
And you say, well, inflation, you know, I don't know if it's going down or if it's, you know, is it here to stay? What? So how would you advise someone, you know, in inflationary times, how do you think inflation has affected people's portfolios?
Well, it's eating up what their future spending is going to be. So, you know, you have to realize that what you're spending now on things 10 years from now is going to cost you a lot more, and people don't build in for that. So you want to start to ladder things like you talked about. When we look at some of these, like the 12-10 that we talk about, here's an example. I went over with a client, and a lot of people don't realize we're not using your entire portfolio. We're using bits and pieces and parts in a certain right places. Here's one where a client was 68, and we took $250,000 and put it into the 12-10. If they turned it on at age 65, the first paycheck was about $43,000. So if they needed, let's say, $70,000 to live on, that means that we've got to pull about $27,000 from their market portfolio. But mm-hmm. then this grows up. So the next year, it shows to pay about $60,000. So now to get to that 70, we're only pulling 10 mm-hmm. off of their market monies with the mm-hmm. ups and downs.
Right.
Then it gets to 62 and then 68. So if you set it up right, you can, even if you need more money, you're having to lean on your portfolio, your risk, your what we were talking about, those sequence of returns affecting you, much less, because we've got something that's guaranteed. We've also got something that's going to grow and lock, not go backwards as far as an income benefit. So, you know, when we're putting them together, it gives us the ability to say, okay, this year we're pulling a little more here. Next year we're pulling a little more from these asset classes. It's not all or one, and that's the problem. Everybody has got all of their money in the market, and nobody's talking about these other asset classes, the guaranteed income vehicles, the RAF strategy. There's a lot of things out there that we can't even talk about here on the radio that you can do. But you can't just expect to do what Dave Ramsey talked about and keep all your money in the market, close your eyes, hope that it's never going backwards, and hope that you're never going to run out.
That's a great point. I'm going to put the number out there so that you can get your own illustration based on your needs. The number to call or text is 866-544-7755.
To get your free RAFT strategy savings plan, call or text in your name, email, and zip code to 866-544-7755. Just call or text and provide your name, email, and zip code to 866-544-7755.
Paul, what you're saying about that really rings true to me, because I even had a client last week that over the past 8 years, they've set up 4 different accounts with us. And so he said, I need such and such money. Which one of these accounts is best for me to draw from? And so it provided that diversity for him.
Yeah, I met with a couple on Thursday night, I think it was. That they're doing very well. He's got a couple different pensions, but the problem is if he passes away, and I want to say he's 8 years older than her, mm-hmm. that the money that would be coming into her goes down, you know, pretty significant. So we just took some IRA money that she has sitting and set it aside into one of these and just let it sit there and grow. And the idea is when they don't need it, because they're fine now, but if he predeceases her, then she can turn that on, and that will replace that income and start to grow. So, you know, down the road, we take care of that inflation and cost of living going up. When eggs are $50 a dozen, we'll still be able to buy some.
There you go. You know, another thing I just want to mention with regards to RMDs, let's say that a client has, you know, just for the sake of a discussion and round numbers, $1 million in IRAs. And you take an IRA of $1 million and you say, you know what, I'm going to take a portion of that IRA and put it in the 12-10. So maybe that IRA right now is at risk. Maybe it's in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, whatever. And let's say that I want to set aside 30% of that IRA in the 12-10. So we take $300,000 and we put that into the 12-10. Now that's earning 12% per year. And we know that's a guarantee of 12% per year. Yes, it gets a 30% match and it gets 12% per year. Now let's assume that that client is 73 years old. And now next year that has to, you know, an RMD has to come out of that. So now you have the $300,000 and you say, well, now, wow, I got to turn right around and take an RMD out of that 1210 IRA. Well, that's not exactly true. Why? Because as far as the IRS is concerned, that IRA is $1 million. So that RMD, let's say that the RMD is, for the sake of discussion, $75,000. That $75,000 does not have to come out. It has to come out of that bucket, which is $1 million. But you could take the $75,000 out of the $700,000 IRA that is in the portfolio that is in stocks, bonds, and mutual funds. You wouldn't have to touch the 1210 IRA. You could still let that roll up at 12% per year. So when you talk about the RMDs, it just, you know, from as far as the IRS is concerned, they don't care where the $75,000 comes from. And a lot of clients don't really understand that concept, and it's very, very important that they do, so that they don't make the mistake and say, hey, I'm getting 12% out of here. Why would I take it out of the 1210 IRA when I can take it out of the other bucket and let the 1210 get 12% per year?
Right. If the other bucket's only earning 6%, right, and the 1210's earning 12, you want to take it out of the one that's earning the 6.
Exactly.
Well, and the other strategy here, Paul, and I'm sure that you've probably done this too, is that setting the people up with a 1210 plan, and you say, well, why don't we go ahead over the next 4 or 5 or 6 years as we're waiting until we start taking our income, go ahead and move that into a Roth IRA. So basically, strategically, every year you could take a certain amount. Let's just say you start out with $100,000, and you know $20,000 per year now is being invested into a Roth IRA instead of just the regular IRA. So by the time you start taking the income, it's all going to come out tax free. So that's another benefit that you have to utilizing this program as well. So we want to be able to get all of the details into your hands and see what's appropriate for you. The number to call or text is 866-544-7755.
To get your free Raft Strategy Savings Plan, call or text in your name, email, and zip code to 866-544-7755. Just call or text and provide your name, email, and zip code to 866-544-7755.
I want to point out one other little thing about that, the 1210 plan, is because you don't have to pay the tax. As you're doing a Roth conversion, it's based on your initial amount that you put into the account, plus, you know, interest that would accrue, but you're not paying the tax on the 12% that you're accruing every single year, which is in terms of if you're converting that into the Roth IRA. And I would invite you to get a little bit more details with that, because that's a huge perk. When you can get something, you're getting a 12% guarantee, and you can do the conversions based on the lower amount that you, you know, put into it, just your initially
deposit.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So that is actually a huge perk, because then by the time you're taking income on the whole shoot and match, and it could be coming out tax-free.
I mean, these little things that we're discussing right now are so important. And this is why it is so important that that you call us, so that we can go over these details, whether it be by webinar, personal visit, or just a plain phone call. We can help educate you on some of these benefits and nuances that we're able to provide to you that, you know, typically we can't communicate with over the radio. And we're very, very happy to do that. Whether you engage with us or you know, you take that information and use it elsewhere, at least we've been able to communicate that with you. And we're so pleased to be able to provide that service.
Absolutely. So, Paul, do you have any other illustrations there that's kind of based on some of the strategies that we've been talking about?
Well, yeah, here's one. This gentleman was 71. He had $178,000 sitting there in an IRA. And we put it into the 1210 and said, hey, what if we turn the income on at 875? The first year paycheck was about $32,000. But then what he wants to do is he wants to convert it. He wants to convert it over the next 2 years while he's still in the 22% mm-hmm. tax bracket. Mm-hmm. So if you do the math on that, that's roughly $39,000 that he's going to pay about $18,000 a year. But mm-hmm. then you come back and you look at it and you say, okay, at age 80, he's pulled in roughly $280,000 in income, So do we want to pay taxes on the whole 218, or do we want to pay on the 39? And then if he lives another 10 years or 5 years after that, and he's up to 85, now he's pulled in $750,000 in income. So again, that $39,000 that we paid over the next 2 years has gotten him that whole $750,000 tax free. Right? And then if you ever, so he's on the clock every year he lives, mm-hmm. it's tax free. Mm-hmm. 5 years after that at 90, $1.3 million tax free. And it didn't cost us any more than that $39,000. So Roth conversions are very, very important. And we are on the clock. We've got 2 years. We've got this year and next year before the Trump tax cuts sunset and we go back to the old rates. So we're even talking about just a couple years from now where you're going to have to pay more when you withdraw it as income.
Absolutely. And we can't emphasize enough how important it is to get some of that money, your portfolio, into a tax-free position, because that is the highest bill you will be paying in your retirement is the tax bill. And, you know, Dave wrote an article about that. It's right there. It's actually on our desk right there. And it just says, if I could tell you, I think one of the quotes in there is, if I could tell you your worst day in your retirement in terms of financially, it would be the day that you start taking money from your IRA and paying the full tax on that. So why not mitigate that by paying the tax now on a lower amount and then letting it grow up and then being able to live off the higher amount?
There you go. So we want to get you the book, get you your own personalized illustration so that you can see that there are things out there different. There are things out there perhaps better than what you're doing right now. There is hope out there, and you can do this all even without fees, okay? And we can show you how to do that as well. Please give us a call or text us so we can get this information over to you absolutely free of charge. The number to call or text is 1-866-544-7755.
To get your free Raft Strategy Savings Plan, call or text in your name, email, and zip code to 866-544-7755. Just call or text and provide your name, email, and zip code to 866-544-7755.
All right. Well, you know, Lorette, I know this is normally not the case.
Uh-oh.
Okay. But I actually do have something
have a bug report.
I do have something that is bugging me.
Oh,
okay.
So
and
surprised.
Because of that, I felt like I'd like to do the bug report.
Okay.
If it bugs you, it bugs David and Lorette. It's time for the bug report.
Why does that guy always say it bugs David and
how
Lorette?
How about Paul too?
It could say David, Lorette, and Paul.
How about that guy includes Paul next time?
Yeah. Who is that guy?
Who's Paul? Who is that
that's
guy?
What I wanted, that's what
remember,
I wanted.
I'm just Paul.
Just
I'm up
Paul.
Here in the just up
WMAO
here,
Studios.
Plodding along.
Yeah. All right. You know what bugs me?
Uh-oh.
Advisors.
Uh-oh.
Financial advisors.
Okay.
I use that term loosely.
Financial.
That still believe and behave and advise like the stock market is predictable.
Right. Nobody.
How
has
about
a,
that? All
nobody
right.
Nobody has a crystal ball.
Yes.
Right.
All right. How about this? Let me play this clip. We can talk about it, all right?
Get a good, trusted advisor who can also act as a psychologist for you and help hold your hand through tumultuous periods, because the reality is the market goes down 33% of the time. That's just part of the game.
Is it a game? Is it a game?
I don't know, Dave.
That your life savings, is it a game that they're playing?
You know, your life savings is very critically important.
Well, apparently it's a game, Lorette.
But it's not, yeah, I agree wholeheartedly, that is not a game.
Are people predictable? Are leaders of countries predictable? Is there greed? Is there power? Is there religious beliefs that influence the world around us? You know what I'm afraid of? Geopolitical events. That's the that's the thing that makes me fear the worst.
Because
it can affect everything. It
control.
Can throw everything in a loop and you overnight.
You can't control any of that.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
That's the thing that really bothers me. I don't know. Well, yeah.
So
advisors that still believe, behave, and advise like the stock market is predictable.
Right.
Is it predictable?
What do you think about that, Paul?
Those guys really get my blood pressure going, because they convince people that they can outthink the market, and
yeah.
That's not the case. You know,
especially.
What was the statistically 94% of advisors can't beat the street?
96, actually. Yeah, basically only 4% of financial advisors meet or beat index returns. So basically what you're talking about there is, you're lucky to be able to even meet the basic S&P 500, for example.
You know what really kills me? What? When we talk to these clients, people call in, on the radio program, okay? And I speak to them. I speak to almost everybody. Mm-hmm. And you're 65, 68, 70 years old. Mm-hmm. And I speak to them briefly, okay? And I say, well, tell me about what you're doing. And they're that age category. And they have 100% of their money in the stock market.
Right.
Ouch.
Right.
And I go, well, okay, well, how did that happen? Well, my advisor told me managing that for me. Mm-hmm. That's a fiduciary? Mm-hmm. How can you be a fiduciary with a 70-year-old and have 100% of a 70-year-old's money in the stock market?
Well, we've all been to fiduciary school, and we know what they say. There's the rule of 100. Paul, you can explain that.
Yeah, take your age, and that's how much of your money should not be in a risk position.
Well, okay.
Convert it to a percentage, right?
But yeah. you can basically have the benefits of the stock market, be in an index, mm-hmm. and have the upside of the market, but be protected on the downside. Mm-hmm. And there are indexes that give you 100% of the upside, even now with some of these indexes, they give you participation rates of over 100%.
Exactly.
And protect you on the downside.
So in other words, if you have 150% par rate, but the index returns 10%, you're going to get 15% locked into your account.
But why would an advisor not use that, right? Yes, Paul?
Their model is all market-driven, because the more that's in the market, the more they make. Right? But now, Dave, I do want to say there are good advisors out there, right? There are people that will put you in all those asset classes. There are people that will put you before their paycheck. There are a lot of holistic advisors. You just have to find that person. In my opinion, if you're talking to somebody and all they are talking to you about is ETFs and mutual funds, you're in trouble.
Right. Exactly.
You know, I'll give you an example. Met with a client, showed them this. They really loved it. They talked to their advisor about it. And he said, well, I could do that. And they said, well, why didn't you? He said, well, your risk tolerance your risk score doesn't show that you should be in that. That is the craziest thing I've ever heard.
And how old were these people?
They were in their late 50s. But your risk score doesn't have to be all market driven. Your risk score can be across a number of different asset classes, still get you in the same risk score, but being in some of these safe things means you can tweak some of your other areas in the different portfolios. So you've got to have... The one thing that we haven't talked about lately with these, most of these indexes that we're using, they're data driven, right? They're going to work the same way every time. It's what the world is happening. And like you said, Dave, geopolitical, it's tracking those things. It's tracking all that. It's not just, what do I think that stock's going to do today?
But how do I know what my risk tolerance is? How do I determine what my risk tolerance is based on a few questions that I answer? How do I know what I don't know what I don't know, right? So, you know, I don't think I do because I'm a financial advisor, but I don't think as an individual that isn't in this industry about the geopolitical effects of what could happen, right? I don't think about that. I do, but I don't think the average person does. You need somebody that has the
relationship with you, and you guys have talked about it for years. You have clients you've been working with for years. You've gotten to know them. They've gotten to know you so that you can advise them better because you know them. Unfortunately, a lot of people are on their fifth advisor, wherever big box they're at, and that person doesn't know them from Adam.
Right. That's why you have to, you know, understand that there are things that you can do to protect yourself, but still, but not at the expense of return. Okay. And that's what we're here to show you. So give us a call or text us so we can provide those answers and those solutions to you. The number to call or text is 1-866-544-7755.
To get your free Raft Strategy Savings Plan, call or text in your name, email, and zip code to 866-544-7755. Just call or text and provide your name, email, and zip code to 866-544-7755.
All right. I just wanted to reiterate here that we are talking about several different types of accounts. You know, if you just need pure accumulation, you've got enough income, you're not worried about income, you just want your money in a safe place, but you want to be able to get the full upswing of the market and then some, we have those accumulation options for you. And then you also have principal protection on the downside. That just means that not only are you is your initial principal that you put into the account, that's protected, but also all the interest that you receive from year to year, that is protected as well. You cannot go backwards. We also have the income accounts, the 1210 plan. We've talked a lot about that. But keep in mind, if you can put $100,000 into an account and 10 years later it's $300,000, you're doing pretty good. And that's what we can help you to achieve. Remember, this is your future. You are in charge. Thank you for listening in. We're here every week. Please join us again. We're David and Lorette Ahrens and Paul Sill. Have a wonderful week.
And God bless.
You've been listening to Heroes Talk Radio,
powered by Freedom Financial Network.
Get your hands on the secrets revealed on today's show by calling 866-544-7755. That's 866-544-7755. Or go to WeBuildYourWealth.com.
The information covered today is designed to provide general information on the subjects covered. It is not, however, intended to provide specific legal or tax advice. It can't be used to avoid tax penalties or to promote, market, or recommend any tax plan or arrangement. You are encouraged to consult your tax attorney or advisor. Guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims paying ability of the issuing insurer. Riders may be available at an additional cost. Product and features may vary from state to state. For full details on how life insurance works, including fees, expenses, and costs, contact our office at 1-866-544-7755. When you do, make sure and ask for a free copy of the book, The Raft Strategy, How to Build Your Tax-Free Nest Egg Without Risk.